Well, I mean, I think first off, it's probably the worst loss they've had since that one playoff game against Buffalo years ago. I mean, this was a disaster.
Yeah.
Because what it does do, certainly, I mean, number one, does it affect their ability to move out of Oakland? Well, possibly, because now they still have a case coming up in the fall, but what they hoped to get from this case was money, and they didn't get a dime. You know, they were asked for $1.2 billion, and in the end, they got lost on that count, lost in the count that they had the rights to the L.A. market. This was a huge victory for the NFL, and there remains the possibility that maybe because of the victory, Paul Tagliabue and some of the owners might band together and try to sanction Al in some regard for not being a real league player. I think that would only lead to another lawsuit, but what it does do, I think, is starting to tighten the screws on the finances with the Raiders. They have enough now, but right now, you know, they're in a situation where they've dropped to 28th, and they have no recourse in going against the NFL for the damages that they claim that they lost in not staying in Los Angeles.
So he's talking about moving the team from Oakland again?
Well, who knows? I mean, you know, the lease seems pretty firm, even though, again, they're going to be suing the city of Oakland, and this case goes in, I think it's November now. And, you know, the one judge in Sacramento says, listen, no matter what, you're stuck with the lease for 2011. So I think it's very unlikely at this stage that Oakland is going to lose the Raiders. And I think now the possibility remains the L.A. market is wide open. Now, does that mean New Orleans, Minnesota move there? Probably not. They'll probably get their deals done. But it does give the league some flexibility in now trying to get some kind of a team in Los Angeles.